Home Cooking by Tidbit, read by Rita Nizim. The rating is PG and the genre is AU crack. Summary: Paula Dean, cook and lover of fried things, is the Winchester's grandma. Amazingness ensues. Sam felt the southern sun beating in through the open window, tanning his arms. He felt the rumble of the Impala's engine in his bones and tried to ignore the way his ass slid across the slick leather as Dean drove. He felt other things too. Hoarse from arguing, hungry from skipped breakfast, and overheated in such a way that made him want to complain. Sam also felt anxious. But why do we have to stop? He's lost count of how many times he has said this. The only change has been the rise of panic in his voice as they neared their destination. They were already officially in Savannah, so now it was only a matter of time. Dean, I feel like we don't have to stop. Nonsense, dude. Dean was taking all Sam's whining better than he'd expected. The thought of the dinner that undoubtedly awaited them must have boosted his tolerance. We're stopping. Sam huffed, although he was far too jittery to pull it off with the proper amount of irk. He sat back in his seat and tried to convince himself that the houses didn't look familiar, that they weren't so dangerously close to their grandmother's house. But they were. Sam loved family. Sam celebrated family. Even though the list was short, Sam was a firm and hard believer in sending Christmas, birthday and Arbor Day cards to anyone with the slightest bit of family blood. He remembered middle names, favourite colours, coffee or tea, and before Jessica, he might have thought he'd have a family of his own. In any case, Sam enjoyed being around relatives, sharing a couch and relaxing with people who considered him kin. It was just Grandma. Grandma Dean broke nearly all of his rules regarding fondness for family. Sam's stomach felt twisted and out of sorts as he remembered years past, visiting Grandma on New Year's when she was vacationing in Florida, being forced to eat her crab cakes and cheesecakes and deep-fried cakes and regular cakes as she patted his shoulder and said things like, "Another bite, don't you think?" or "One more piece would do you good." Sam's arteries wailed just thinking about the upcoming meals. But what was almost worse than Grandma Dean was Dean and Grandma Dean. Grandma Dean had never met a more willing participant at a dinner table, and Dean had never met something deep-fried he didn't love. It was a perfect match. Grandma cooed when Dean asked for third helpings, and Dean nearly preened when she patted his head. Sam could stand it for a day, although his tolerance was always decreasing. He'd put up with the lasagna sandwiches and Krispy Kremes for dinner and all the things Grandma loved dipping in the fryer for no longer than 24 hours before his willpower was smashed. He'd inevitably have to say no to a meal and trek down to the nearest store for something green, earning narrowed eyes. Needless to say, Grandma Paula Dean did not have much fondness for vegetables. Dean nearly bounced up the front steps, eagerly knocking on the door. "Oh God," he said, sniffing the air, "can you smell that?" Sam couldn't. He refused. "No," he said stubbornly. "You're lying," Dean said, moaning a little when he breathed in again. "Pie, dude. It's gotta be pie. Cherry, definitely." Another sniff. "Maybe an apple. Do you think she put the extra sugar on it? I love it when she puts the sugar on it." Sam shifted uneasily on the landing. "There's not a doubt in my mind," he muttered, and felt a thrill of danger flare in his chest when a heavily bejeweled hand pulled the window curtains next to the door back for a brief moment. A squeal was easily heard through the door before it was thrown open by a short, well-fed woman with permed grey hair and pressed slacks. She let out another ear-piercing squeal, heading straight for Dean. "My baby angel!" she cried, immediately pulling him down for a dreadfully tight hug. Dean relaxed into it instantly, his smile blooming brighter. Hey, Grandma! Dean's voice was higher due to his squished lungs, but he sounded ecstatic. Something smells amazing! Oh, Grandma Dean's lip pouted a bit, so overcome with pride that her eyes might have sparkled with tears. I'm so happy to see you, baby. Cute as a button, and with the manners of a saint as usual. She reached up her hands to grab at Dean's cheeks, fondly cupping them as she said, So happy to have my favorite grandson back. Sam coughed. Grandma Dean immediately pulled her hands away from Dean, turning. Anyone else wouldn't have been able to guess that her smile was anything but genuine. In addition to her cooking skills, Grandma was also an excellent actress. Samuel, she cried, rushing over to grip at his upper arms. She peeked around his body at the driveway, like she was expecting to see someone else. So nice that you could tag along, she said rather distractedly. Where is she? Sam blinked. Where's who? Grandma poked him once in the chest with a fake nail. Jessica, darling, y'all were so cute together and have a pear pie cooling on the counter that I just know she'll appreciate. Sam let his mouth fall open a little. He couldn't find words for a moment, hoping Grandma would realize her mistake and fall over herself in her apologies, or at least write it off as a terrible joke. When nothing came, and her smile had dimmed into something less pleased and more annoyed, Sam coughed once. She's dead, Grandma. Like, 6 years now? Grandma raised a delicate hand to her mouth, eyebrows suddenly creased in what Sam hoped was at least mild apology. Such a shame, she said, and then clapped her hands together in a sudden move. Well, no use in weeping. But immediately forgotten, Grandma grabbed at Dean's sleeve and tugged him inside, Dean happily trotting behind. Sam sighed. The thing was, Grandma watched her table like a goddamn hawk. Nothing escaped her notice, not how many slices of pie Dean gobbled through, my big-eaten boy, nor Sam's increasing reluctance to help himself to more pasta. She immediately stopped buttering her fourth roll when Sam bit his lip at the heaping bowl Dean passed him. He watched as Grandma had finished up the dish, pouring cup after cup of shredded meat and cheese and sour cream, and Sam could handle the first bowl, sure, but this was getting ridiculous. His hand wavered between picking up the spoon and falling back to his empty plate. Maybe he could sneak some in his pockets? But what would the cheese do to the cotton? Maybe he... Something the matter, baby? Shit. Sam looked past a blissfully unaware Dean to the head of the table. Grandma stared back at him, eyebrows raised, a fake sweet smile on her face. He coughed a little, rearranged himself in the chair. No, nothing's wrong, he lied. Grandma hummed and picked up the nearest napkin to dot daintily at the corners of her mouth. She took a moment to spare a fond glance at Dean, who was still munching away at his pie, moaning intermittently before narrowing her gaze on Sam. Why don't you have another bowl, honey? It wasn't a question. Sam steeled himself. It's true, he could eat more, but the thought of swallowing however many more ounces of cheese made him want to gag. I'm okay, he said. It came out rather quietly, nerves getting the best of him. She put down her napkin, cocking her head a little. Y'all drove all that way today. You've only had one bowl. You can't be full, baby. Courage. You must have courage. I'll just have some more. He cast his eyes around the table, bouncing off the rolls, the pies, the hoe cakes, the milkshakes she'd whipped up when Dean asked. Water? Something wrong with my pasta? She asked. Her voice was still sweet, but it held an edge of tension that even Dean managed to notice. He abandoned his pie to follow the conversation, eyes darting from one end of the table to the other. Well, no, Sam started, but before he could stop it, stupidity rushed out of his mouth. But yes. The room fell utterly silent, like a heavy cloak had been tucked around the corners of the kitchen. Suddenly Sam could hear the chirping of the bugs outside, the creak of Dean's chair as he shifted around, and felt the heavy gaze of Grandma Dean's stare. "It's just, look," Sam leaned forward on the table, pulling out his best puppy dog eyes. "I know you mean well, Grandma, and it tasted fine." Dean choked at that. Sam shot him a nasty glare before continuing on. "But the cards alone are..." "Hush, baby." Apparently Grandma had deemed his comment unworthy. She picked up her fork, ready to attack her own meal. "Eat your pasta." "But I don't want it," Sam said, stubborn. A small sigh. "Why can't you be more like your brother?" No, Sam couldn't be more like his brother. He refused. He refused to fill his belly with enough carbohydrates and sugar to tranquilize a goat. Sam had food morals, goddammit, and he was going to stick to them. In a show of defiance, Sam pushed his plate away from him. "I refuse to eat anything else," he said, and winced a little when he realized how childish it sounded. Grandma didn't bother to respond for a good long while, ignoring Sam in favor of eating her own pasta and making surprisingly cheery small talk with Dean, who gladly joined in the conversation. Sam's brother had finally eaten enough. Dean chatted about the weather in Alabama, the pirate they'd met in San Diego 3 months ago, and asked Grandma about her new cookbook. Grandma grabbed Dean's hand as she gossiped about the neighbors and revealed her newest recipes. Not once did she bother to turn towards Sam. Whether it was the amount of cheese and meat resting in his belly or the growing sense of guilt, Sam started to feel a little sick. When Grandma and Dean started to clear away the dishes, Sam cleared his throat. Both his grandmother and brother turned towards him, waiting expectantly. Sam felt his face grow hot for no reason at all. He swallowed. "Thank you for the meal." Grandma Dean blinked at him slowly, and there was no doubt in Sam's mind that she was enjoying Sam's awkwardness. She took an extra moment to brush away some non-existent crumbs from her blouse, shaking her head softly. "You know you're welcome, baby. I just wish you'd realize how much it hurts me to see one of my grandsons turn away food. Good food. I made that pasta with you in mind, Samuel." Sam had to control his instinct to snort. He was perfectly aware that Grandma Dean picked out the recipe because Dean had admired it last time. His memory was a sharp thing. But now, however, was not the time. "I know you did, Grandma." Grandma Dean nodded, only slightly mollified, and turned towards Dean. She rose up a hand to grab a bit of his cheek. "Ready to look through my books, Angel?" Dean lit up, already excited at the prospect of sitting with Grandma on the couch, flipping through one of her cookbooks. "Definitely ready," he said. Sam had to turn away to hide his face. This is exactly how it always went. After dinner, the two of them would sit together, Dean cross-legged on whatever furniture like a small child, and pick out whatever they'd be eating for the rest of their stay. Something fierce and scary gripped at Sam's stomach when he realized they didn't have any plans. They could be here for ages. Getting Dean away from Grandma Dean's clutches was harder than getting him to eat vegetables. Sam squeaked a little. "Would you like to join us?" Sam turned around, shocked to hear his grandmother's voice. "Are you... what?" Cookbooks already in hand, Grandma Dean cocked her head a little. And perhaps her voice was a bit strained, but the words were perfectly clear. "Come and join us on the couch, baby. Maybe we can find something more suitable to your tastes." He couldn't believe it. Something green. Grandma Dean pursed her lips, looking like she wanted to take back her offer. To her credit, though, she didn't back down. "Something slightly green." Sam could live with that. The end. If you would like to leave feedback for the author, please go to tidbit.livejournal.com. And if you would like to leave feedback for the reader, please go to reading_is_in.livejournal.com. Bye.